Okay, we're now in the period of Sfiras HaOmer between Pesach and Shavuos. I thought maybe we'd talk about some of the halachas of Sfiras HaOmer. The tour, or Chaim and Simen Tzadigim, at the end of Hilchos Pesach, the tour comments, there's an old minhag not to get married during Sfiras HaOmer, not to get married during Pesach La'atzeres. Kedei shelo laharbos b'simcha. We're not supposed to be married b'simcha during this period of Sfiras HaOmer, because Rebbe Akiva's Talmidim died during this. That's the Iker Minig of Sfira, not to get married. Then he adds that the Ritz Geis, one of the Rishonim says, it's Dafka Nisuin, Dafka to get married, but La'ares Ulakadesh, to get engaged or to do a Kiddushin, that's permissible. Now, we don't separate between Kiddushin and Nisuin, Bizman Azer, but his statement is very important. To get engaged during this time is not a problem. Right? The engagement itself, if there's no music, we'll talk about music in Mitzvah Shem a little bit further on. Right? There's no music and dancing and other things. You know, you're just getting engaged and wishing a mazel tov to each other. That's mutter. That's mutter. To get married is a ribui simcha. The engagement party, the vart, it's not such a ribui simcha. So that would be permissible during this particular period of time. And then the tour adds another comment. He says, yesh mekom ha-shenagu shelo lehistapra. There are some places where they also don't take haircuts. That's not the Iker Minig. The Iker Minig is not to be marbe b'simcha to get married. But there are places that have a minig. It's an old minig, according to the Torah. Right? There's an old minig not to be mistapa, not to take haircuts, not to shave during this time as well. And this is how the Shulchan Aruch paskens. Shulchan Aruch there in Archaim in Simen Tov Tzadi Gimel, Sif Aleph and Beis. Shulchan Aruch says these are two minhagim, old minhagim, not to get married during Sfira and not to take a haircut, not to shave. So the question is there any heter of shaving? What are contexts? What are situations where maybe there might be a heter to shave? Right? For someone going to work or lechvot Shabbos, is there any kind of heter? So the Rav, Rabbi Shechter in the Nefesh HaRav, in page Kuf Tzadi Aleph, he quoted a famous statement of the Rav. The Rav felt that the Avelis of Sfira has to be patterned after some other Avelis. It can't be that the minig developed just to create an Avelis, to create nihugim that have no precedent. Right? There are halachic categories. This is the ultimate Brisker approach, right? They have to be, you know, given halachic categories. You have to fit minhagim into halachic categories. You don't just make things up, you know, out of the blue. So he felt that the avelis of Sfira mimics another type of avelis. We know that when one of the close relatives of a person, the Zion Krovin, parents, mother, father, brother, sister, son, daughter, and wife, right? The seven relatives of a person. So if those people pass away, the person observes Avelis of Shiva and Avelis of Shloshim as well. There are different types of Avelis. Shiva is more significant. Much of what we do on Tisha B'Av, that's like Avelis of Shiva. And much of what we do for the 9 days, that's like Avelis of Shloshim. And it's more than, you know, what we do for the 3 weeks, but it's less than Tisha B'Av. That's the way it is for the Zion Krovin. There's a minig, there's a nihug avelus, not a minig, but there's a halacha, a nihug, an observance of avelus of Shiva, there's an observance of avelus of Shloshim. And then for other ve'imo, for parents, there's also Yud Beis Chodesh, there's a 12-month period. It extends, Shloshim extends for 12 months. Now, we know that the children will say Kaddish for their parents, but that's a separate halacha. But there are nihug avelus also for parents that extend for 12 months. Not for the other krovim, just for parents. For the other krovim, it ends with Shloshim. But for parents, it'll extend for Yud Beis Chodesh. So, the halacha said the Rav, the minig of Avelis Osfira, he thinks, right, if the minig really is not to get married and not to shave, not to take a haircut, that mimics Yud Beis Chodesh. That's what it mimics. It's like a lower Avelis. So he thinks that he thought that for those who shave every day, just like for Aviv Imo, during Yud Beis Chodesh, once a few days pass, once 2-3 days pass, that he normally would shave, and people would notice stubble on his face, and he'd feel funny about it, he's allowed to shave. And said the Rav, once he's allowed to shave at that point, that he can continue shaving regularly throughout Yud Beis Chodesh. So the same should be true of Sfir. What is he referring to? So the Shulchan Aruch, Yaradeya, in Hilchas Avelis, in Simen Shin Sadi, Siv Dalid, says that, what's this halach of shave? What's the issa to shave during Yud Beis Chodesh for parents? It's achi yigar b'chaver. The Gemara Ma'akot says that you're that I'll love the email. You're not mistaper achiyigur bochaver until your friends, until a person's friends criticize him. Now you don't need yigur bochaver mamish, but they walk over them and say, you know, you should really take a shave. It's not that they actually have to say it, but it's a zman that they would feel like, like what's going on over here? Now, I mean, they know what's going on, but like if he didn't lose a parent, then they would say like, why is he not shaving? At that point already, that's called yigur bochaver. That's the sheer geora, as they say. It's a sheer ga'ara, and then it's permissible for a person to shave. Right? That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. So comes the Rav and suggests that the sheer ga'ara, b'zman hazeh, since we shave regularly every few days, many people do, even though, you know, having a face beard is a very popular custom now, but the reality is most people do shave. You know, those people who shave, they shave every couple of days. Because if they wouldn't shave, then it wouldn't look like a face beard. The face beard has to be a little bit longer than 2-3 days. Right, so a person who only shaves if he goes a couple of days without shaving, without trimming, it looks overgrown. He does it. He looks unkempt. So said the Rav, it'll be mutter to shave. That's the shear of yigur bochaveru. If ravelus anavu ve'imo, he's allowed to shave. And then afterwards, said the Rav, he can continue shaving regularly without waiting the few days of the shear ga'ara. So for sfiras amar also, the avelus requires that a person wait a couple of days. Once he waits that couple of days, then it's mutter. Then it should be mutter to shave. Then it should be mutter to shave. This is what the Rav wanted to suggest. So others weren't so sure that this was correct, right? Then they're masig on the Rav. They had they critiqued the Rav in different ways. We'll just mention two possible ways to be dochad as far as the Rav. First of all, who says that the avelus of sphere really is patterned after avelus of yubes chodesh of a pair? Not so clear. The Rav felt that there has to be some other category, but who says maybe the minig is its own minig? It's not really related to the avelus of Yud Beis Chodesh on appearance. The raya is that part of the avelus of Yud Beis Chodesh is what's called simchas mireyus, that a person is not allowed to get together with friends. You shouldn't get together with friends. They used to have parties. You know, you have a party in this one's house, and then they would pay back another party in the other one's house. So during the 12 months of avelus on appearance, the Ovel is not supposed to get together with friends. It's all shaila if they can do it on Shabbos. If you normally did it on Shabbos, Avelis Befer Hesi on Shabbos is Osir. So will it look funny? Will it look like you're observing Avelis on Shabbos not to get together? But that's Shabbos. But during the week, a person's not supposed to get together with friends during Yud Beis Chodesh. During Sphira, there's no inyan of Simchas Mireyus. A person can get together with friends during Sphira. There's no, you can eat together. There's no inyan not to. So you see already that the Avelis of Sphira is somehow a different kind of minim. There's an Issa to get married, there's an Issa Tasporis, but who says it extends to the other dinim of Yud Beis Chodesh? So Efshem and Kenzogin, that it's not the same Avelis. It's not patterned after Yud Beis Chodesh. It's a different Sug Avelis entirely against the Rav's dimyon. Right? The Rav felt there has to be a dimyon. But maybe it's not a dimyon to that. Maybe it's its own Avelis. That's one idea. The other idea is that the Rav seemed to assume that once the shear of Yigur Bochaverov has been reached, so then the person can shave regularly without waiting another shear of Yigur Bochaverov. It's like if he waits 2, 3, 4 days, let's say, right, and then he shaves because it's Yigur Bochaverov, so then he can shave regularly after that. It's not so clear that that's really the case, that in all circumstances, once the shear of Yigur Bochaverov has been reached, so then the Ovel can shave for the rest of Yud Beis Chodesh regularly. Not so simple. Because the Ramah, there in Hilchas Avelis, in Yerideya, Ramah writes that B'mkomos elu nogin shlo l'stapar alav v'ima kol Yud Beis Chodesh imlo l'tzorech. In all mekomos, he says, we're knowing not to take a haircut, all of Yud Beis Chodesh on a parent, if not for a tzorech. What's the tzorech? So he says, g'on shehich v'ra lov saro, if his hair is very heavy on him, he has a lot of hair, it's hard, so then he can take a haircut. Oh, holev ben anochim umesnavel b'saroso. Let's say he's going ben anochim. He has to go amongst the non-Jews, and he feels an evil. He has to go to work. He has to go to work, and he's going to mingle with non-Jews, and he's going to feel an evil. So if it's a tzorech, so then the Ramah says that you can take a haircut. So he seems to say, b'mkomos elu winoeg not to take a haircut kol yud beis chodesh. The Shulchan Aruch had mentioned that there's a shear of Yigur Bochaver. After Yigur Bochaver, you can take a haircut. The Ramah says, in all places, we're knowing not to take a haircut, not to shave, kol Yud Beis Chodesh, if it's not Litzorech, like if he's Holeh Ben Anochim. So what's going on? He doesn't hold of Yigur Bochaver? What's the Ramah saying? Rabbi Kiva Eger there in his Chidushim on the Ramah, He says what the Ramah seems to be saying is that even though the shir of Yigal Bal Chaver certainly determines when it's mutter to shave during Yud Beis Chodesh, but you would think once the shir of Yigal Bal Chaver has been reached, so then it's mutter to shave karogil, you can shave regularly. So he says, no, in our makomos, we're knowing not to shave, not take a haircut, all of Yud Beis Chodesh, meaning until Yigal Bal Chaver has been reached. You have to wait until Yigal Bal Chaver the first time, and then you have to wait again. Right? Not that you can't take a haircut. Of course you can take a haircut. If it's Yigal Bal Chaver, you can. But if Yigal Bal Chaver, in terms of a haircut, takes, I don't know, 2 months, you have to wait another 2 months. Each time, you have to wait another 2 months. But Litzorech, if you walk in Anachrim, so then, once the Yigal Bal Chaver has come the first time, then you can be made. Right? Then the Shi'ir of Ga'ara is going to be Matar Tasparas. That's what the Ramah is saying. That if it's a Tzorech, so then you can be Mekel, that Yigal Bal Chaver is a one-time shear, and once you've reached that, then the person can shave for the rest of the 12-month period. But if it's not at Tzorech, it's not at Tzorech, so then why should it be Mekel? You should wait until Yigal Bal Chaver, until that shear has been reached, each time that you want to take a haircut. So what should emerge is that even regarding Yud Beis Chodesh, it's not so clear that if the Yigal Bal Chaver has been reached, a person can shave regularly. So by the same token, if someone is going to work, so then we understand what the Rav is saying. Someone is going to work, so once 2, 3, 4 days have passed, and Yigal Bal Chaver has been reached, then he's at Tzorech. He doesn't want to be misnavel b'saros or ben anochim, so then he could shave each and every day. But someone in yeshiva, he's not holding ben anochim, right? He's in yeshiva. Is there really such a heter? According to the Rav's logic, right? Should there really be a heter? Maybe we should say Rabbi Kiva Eger is right, that even if the Shir Ga'ara has been reached the first time, you should have to wait another 3, 4 days, right? If guys in yeshiva only shave Erev Shabbos, right? They shave Erev Shabbos. So maybe you have to wait until Erev Shabbos, not because of Kfot Shabbos, but because that's a Shir, you go to Bochav Erev. But you can't just say once a couple of days have passed, once 5 days have passed, it's the first Erev Shabbos and I shave, so then it doesn't matter. I can shave on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Maybe not. Rabbi Kiva Eger seems to say that the Shir Ga'ara has to kick in each and every time in order to be Matir Shaven. But that's how the Rav Paskin. The Rav Paskin that way, others were not so sure that it's correct, but that's how the Rav Paskin. There are many Talmidim of the Rav that follow that minig, that they hold that the Avelis of Sphira is like the Avelis of Yud Beis Chodesh. And also, once the Shir Ga'ara has been reached, then it's mutter to shave regularly each and every day. Yes.
Nowadays, in the workplace, everyone's always accepting people like come in, do whatever they want. Is there that still heter?
So I'm not sure. I'm not sure that the Shir Ga'ara is the same as Manazeh. You have to judge based on your workplace environment, right? Every person has to ask their own shaila based on their workplace environment and try to figure out is it really Ga'ara? Will people be Goer? I mean, sometimes it's not politically correct to be Goer, right? Right, to criticize others. But, you know, there are times that, even if they're not going to say anything, but, you know, there's like snickering at the water cooler, right? So you're not mechuyev to subject yourself to the water cooler snicker, right? So if you feel uncomfortable, so that's enough to be called Ga'ara. If you yourself feel uncomfortable, because people are like, you know, they like look at you, but then they look away, they don't want to say anything. So that's like a Ga'ara too. But you have to judge. Every situation is different. It's not so clear that the Ga'ara applies nowadays the same way that it applied in the Rav's time. Okay, but this is one minig. Another minig, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, do you have a question?
Yeah. Okay. Can the other himself indicate, like indirectly, that it's Ga'ara, so please tell me?
I don't think it, no, but you don't need a real Ga'ara. It's just when you reach a shir that others would criticize him. So even if they don't actually tell him take a shave, he's allowed to shave. So he doesn't have to tell someone.
Oh.
If you reach the shear, so we just have to know what the shear is, but once you reach the shear, so then he'd be allowed to shave. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein had a different approach. He wanted to say that maybe Lechvot Shabbos is mutter to shave. He had a diuk from the Mishnah in Tainus, from a halacha of the 9 days. It's a little complicated. We're not going to get involved with the whole halacha, but he felt that based on the Mishnah and Tainis, that's Matir, Tasporis, and Kibbutz during the 9 days, Lechvot Shabbos, so too, during the Avelis of Sphira, maybe Lechvot Shabbos, it should be permissible to shave. That's what he wanted to suggest. It was, you know, he quoted Rishonim like this. He quoted Rishon like this as well. So others weren't so convinced that for the Avelis of Sfira, Kavod Shabbos should be Matir. And they pointed out that from the Poskim, it's sort of mashma that Kavod Shabbos is not going to be Matir Sfira. It's not going to be Matir shaving during Sfira. How so? So the Ramah in Hilchos Sfira Sa'omer, right? The Ramah in Simen Tov Tzadi Gimel, Siv Beis. So he quotes from the Mahari Vayal, one of the old Poskim, who says, what's the din? Let's say Lag Ba'Omer falls out on a Sunday. If Lag Ba'Omer falls out on a Sunday, is it permissible to shave Erev Shabbos Lechot Shabbos? So he says, yes. If Lag Ba'Omer falls out on a Sunday, what are you going to do? You're not going to shave Erev Shabbos Lechot Shabbos, you're going to shave on Sunday? That's a bizoyan of Shabbos, he says. But it's mashra from that Ramah that if Lag Ba'Omer were to fall out on Monday, then you would not be able to shave Erev Shabbos. Why not? It's still Lechot Shabbos. In summer, your beard is pretty long, right? If the beard is long enough that if Lag Ba'Omer were to fall out one day earlier, you would shave Erev Shabbos, and Mistama, it would also be a Kvod Shabbos to shave if Lag Ba'Omer fell out on Monday. So why is it not Mutter to shave in that case? It's only Mutter if Lag Ba'Omer falls out on Sunday. Why? The answer is that Kvod Shabbos doesn't seem to be a matir for shaving during Sfira. Bizoyan Shabbos is different. That's not the same as Kvod Shabbos. Kvod Shabbos means to err to cover Shabbos. But to be Mevazah Shabbos, right, maybe that is a criteria that plays a role. So if you won't shave Erev Shabbos and you're going to shave Sunday, that's a bizarre. What, you're not going to shave before Shabbos, you shave Dafka after Shabbos? That's a bizarre. So that's Matir. So if Lag Ba'Omer were to fall out on Monday, right, so then you'll shave on Monday. It's not a bizarre of Shabbos. As long as you don't shave on Shabbos, it's not going to be... That's not going to. As long as you don't shave on Sunday, that's not going to be a bizayin of Shabbos. But to shave Erev Shabbos, Lechot Shabbos, it sounds like that's not enough of a factor to be matir you to shave. What's more, we mentioned on Thursday the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says what happens if Rosh Chodesh Iyar falls out on Shabbos, like it happened this year, right? So the Mishnah Berurah says that then it's mitosfa simcha. You have a double simcha. You have both Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, and then Erev Shabbos mutter to shave. Right? A lot of people did so, right? They took advantage of the opportunity. We said it's not just an opportunity, it might even be a mitzvah, it might be appropriate, lechvot Shabbos. So he says if there's a Tosefa Simcha, if both Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos come together, so then it's permissible to shave. What's in Mashma? That if Rosh Chodesh were not to fall out on Shabbos, then you wouldn't be able to shave Erev Shabbos. Why not? But it's a cover to Shabbos. It sounds like Kvot Shabbos is not matir. Kvot Shabbos is not matir. There was a minig, not to shave. This was the minig. And they wanted to keep it, even the Makom Kvod Shabbos. So even though it would appear that Kvod Shabbos might be matir something, might be matir tasporis in the context of Shavua Shachavu Tisha B'Av, but it would seem as though the minig of Avelis Asfira is different. It's different, and maybe Kvod Shabbos is not a factor to be matir shaving. But this is another minig that some have accepted upon themselves to shave the Kvod Shabbos during Sfira. Moshe Weinstein has a third sheet. Moshe writes in a Tshuva Nor Chaim and Chelek Dalet Simen Kuv Beis. So he says, even though there's no heter of Ge'orah of Yubes Chodesh, as was discussed, no heter of Kavod Shabbos, but he says the Makom Hefsid is a heter. The minig was not said, but Makom Hefsid. So he says, if someone's holding a Ben Anochim, he's going to work, and he feels uncomfortable, right? He thinks he might. It's not just he feels uncomfortable, but he feels that his co-workers are not going to, his boss is not going to be happy if he doesn't shave. He's not going to look kem. So then it's permissible to shave because that's Makom Hefsid. That's a different heter. Right? That's a different heter. Rav Moshe assumes the minig applies in all circumstances. Right? Yigar Rubu Chaverev is not going to be matir. All these things are not going to be matir. But Hefsid Merubah is going to be matir. So going to work is matir shaving, not because of Kvod Shabbos and not because of Yigar Rubu Chaverev, but simply because there's a Hefsid. It's a Tzorech of Parnasa. But clearly, Rav Moshe would not say that there's a heter to shave. If it's not Letzarasa, someone who's in yeshiva, there's no hefsid, and no, you're not gonna get a lower grade on the midterm if you don't shave. You know, no one's gonna look askance. I don't think the professors in the college are gonna look askance at people that don't shave either. So, lechora, Rav Moshe would say there is no heter to shave, even for those people who normally shave each and every day. Okay, these are the three minhagim when it comes to shaving. I sort of was a hand up. Gavriel, yeah.
Someone's, let's say, in yeshiva that they're interviewing with companies.
That's b'makom parnasa. So if you think that you face, you know, that you don't look camp the way that you the way that your beard is developing. So then if you feel that you'll lose out, that you won't do as well, and they won't want you as an intern, so then it'll be permissible to shave. But, you know, if your beard is full, it comes in well, and it's already 3 weeks or so, or whatever, 2 weeks, and it came in full, and it doesn't look overgrown, so maybe there is no head to the shave. Every person has to judge for themselves, not judge for themselves. They ask a shayla, ask a posek, to try to evaluate, you know, what your feelings are, what the circumstances are, what kind of a job you're interviewing for. You know, if someone's interviewing for a job to be a Rebbe in yeshiva the next year, so I hope it's not gonna be a hefsid if he doesn't shave during Sfira, right? So, like, it's all the proper context. I hope so. Right? Yeah.
What if you're in secular college or in graduate school? So
it's all the context. Right? You have to judge the context if you think there's going to be a hefsid. You think there's going to be a hefsid? You know, as was mentioned in the modern time. People are much less critical of those who don't shave. You know, people are less critical of those who do other interesting or even strange things, right? So this is like this is minor compared to what other people do. So, I'm not sure that the heter is going to be as expansive as we think. Okay. What's the halach when it comes to listening to music during Sfira? This is a big discussion that people have, right? So the Magen Avraham, they're in the same siman Tov Tzadi Gimel. The Magen Avraham writes that it's prohibited, right? One is prohibited from dancing during Sfira. That's what he says, Rikudim are also during Sfira. Rikudim are also. It's mutter to dance at a vart or an engagement party. So according to the Magen Avraham, it should be also to dance. Others point out that, well, it depends what you're doing. If you do like what's called a shuffle, the yeshiva shuffle. It's like they're walking around in a circle, but literally they're walking in a circle. It's like, you know, after the cholent or something, you know, like that's not really dance. That's not considered dancing. That's not what the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham meant, you know, a second dance, a horror, you know, like a real dance. Like if both feet are on the ground, if one foot is still on the ground, I think that's not called dancing. Is that the definition of him? Right? If there's no jumping as part of the dance, you know, so I think you understand what I'm talking about, right? So dancing is prohibited, but maybe a shuffle is permissible. I've been at Vartz during Sfira in quite frum circles where they do a shuffle, but it's a very, you know, low key, slow shuffle, you know, l'shem to be yoitzezayin for the chosen, you know. That's all they do. So if that's all you do, then it's okay. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that if Rikudim are usher, kol shken klei zemer. Kol shken, you shouldn't listen to instruments playing music. Kol shken, interesting. What does he mean by that? Lafara, he means that to listen to instruments playing fast music that are going to get you to dance, so that's like Rikudim, right? That's like Rikudim. To listen to slow music, if it's not going to get you to dance, Chora, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, I'm not sure that should be this. That's a kol shken from Rikudim. I'm not so sure. So maybe listening to fast music would be awesome, because that gets you lebedik, it gets you excited, and maybe you'll start to move around. Start to move around in a way that's more like a simcha. Maybe that should be prohibited. Rav Moshe has a different shita. He actually is quite machmer in this. Rav Moshe, both in Orach Chaim, in Chelek Aleph at the end of Simen Kuf Samach Vav, and in Yeredeya and Chelek Beis in Simen Kuf Lamed Zayin, two places, he develops the notion that maybe both during the 3 weeks and during Sfira, one shouldn't listen to any instrumental music. Shouldn't listen to Klezemen. Why? Because there's an old discussion, actually, in the Gemara in Gittin. Right, we skipped this. On Daf Zayin, the Gemara says Zimra Menolan Da Asa, that it's also to listen to music at the time of the Chur, after the Chur Beis Hamikdash. Also to listen to music. What does it mean it's also to listen? Which music is it also to listen to? So the Balei Tosfos limit it a little bit. They say Beis Hamishta, right? To listen to music together with wine, together with drinking, that's a little bit too much besimcha. So that you're not supposed to do. But if it's not Beis Hamishta, then the Balei Tosfos would say that it is permissible to listen to music. The Rambam is a big machmer, though. The Rambam says, no, that you're not allowed to listen to music, even not Beveis HaMishnah. You can't listen to Klei Zemer, that Zimra's Taka Asub is Manazeh, according to the Rambam. To listen to Klei Zemer, I mean, you can sing, right? Shira Bepeh, according to the Rambam, is Mutter, but Shira Bekli, according to the Rambam, is Asub is Manazeh. Bein bebeis hamishna, bein shelo bebeis hamishna. The Rambam is a big mach. Moshe says, even if we're not going to be machmer for the Rambam, kol hashana kula, he was machmer for the Rambam, kol hashana kula. He felt that you should not listen to Klei Zemi. You shouldn't listen to Shir the Kli. But even if we're going to be mekel kol hashana kula, but at least during these two periods of time, the period of the 3 weeks, which clearly is a period of Avela Zech Lechem Beis HaMikdash, and the period of Sphere as well, according to the Baal HaMor, is also something to do with the Zech LeMikdash. Right? The Sphere of Omer nowadays, according to many Rishonim, is only the Rabbanan, it's a Zech LeMikdash. So these two periods of time were Misabel on the Churban Beis HaMikdash. There is an Avelas on Churban Beis HaMikdash. Reb Moshe felt that at least during these times, we should be Machmer for the Rambam Shita. So what should come out, according to him, is that you shouldn't listen to Klei Shir, you shouldn't listen to any instrumental music, not only fast music, even slow music. It's not related just to Rikudim, it's a function of the music itself, it's a different minig. The minig is to extend the Chumrah of the Rambam to this period of time, even if one is normally not knowing like the Rambam. Okay. Sometimes people, as I say, that they're doing work, and it's very hard for them to work unless they have like a little bit of music in the background. Dentists sometimes they have like music working in the background. Is that permissible? So l'chora, that's not listening to music l'shem the music. That's simply listening to music to make it easier to work. So l'chora, that should be permissible. How about a cappella music? Where you don't have any instrumentation. So l'chora, what should be the problem? You just have voices. Just have voices. Yisrael Belsky once pointed out that there are different types of a cappella music. There's the basic voice a cappella, simple. That's the way when they first came out, a cappella music was just the voices. But then they got smart, right? Then they have people, mimicking the drums and mimicking this and mimicking all this. You can listen to an a cappella tape and you think like you're really, well, not quite, right? But it's a whole production. Not only is it a whole production, but they modify the voice. It's like a computer modified voice that makes it sound even more like a drum. So he thought that any time a cappella music is modified by the computer, that's like a Klei Shir. What's the difference between that and playing a keyboard? It's like a computer. A keyboard is also a Klei Shir. This is like a Klei Shir. So to listen to simple a cappella music, just the voices, during Sphere, there's no Shaila. That should be permissible. Once they start to get into mimicking the sounds of instruments and the fiddling around with the voices and other things, so that kind of a CD, the Chora one should try to avoid. Somebody asked the question, let's say a person has a minig of Sphere, let's say he held of the second minig. He wants to change his minig to the first minig. Can he change the minig? Normally we assume if you have a minig, you have to keep that in your family. What's the halacha in Sphere? Rav Moshe has a very interesting kula. He assumes that the minig of Sphira is not the first minig or the second minig, meaning not from Pesach until Lag BaOmer, or from Rosh Chodesh Iyar until a couple of days before Shavuos. The different permutations of that minig. Right? That's not the minig. The minig is 33 days. That's what the minig is. So you can switch back and forth, he says, depending on what works for you that particular year. It's a big chiddush. But he says you can switch back and forth, certainly if you want to switch Lagamri. Someone who's knowing the second minig. So very often people feel that being knowing the first minig is easier because after Lag BaOmer comes, so they often have events. People have different events and they'll feel more comfortable if they can shave and if they can participate in these events. So it's just easier. It's easier for them to observe the first minig as opposed to the second minig. Other people feel the second minig is better because it's broken up more, so it's easier in terms of the shaving. Whatever it is. But Moshe holds that you can switch from minute to minute. So that's not a problem. That's not a problem. What happens if a person is knowing, let's say, the first minute, but he has a friend getting married before Rosh Chodesh Iyar, the friend is knowing the second minute? If the friend were knowing the first minute, he couldn't be getting married then, but he's knowing the second minute. So is it mutter to go to the chasana? I'm going to be dancing? Can I dance? I can listen to the klei shir, I can listen to the music, I can dance? The answer is yes. There is a chasam sofa that holds that it's asur. Rav Moshe felt that it's mutter. Why? Because as long as it's mutter for the chasan and kala, if what they're doing is permissible, so then mitzad, the simcha of chasan and kala, I could be mesameach then. I have a chiyuv to be mesameach then. So that trumps the minig. So even if for you there's a minhag of sfira, but as long as for the person who's getting married, it's mutter to be getting married during sfira, so then I'm allowed to participate in that simcha, even if it involves listening to the music, dancing with the music. It's real dancing, Magen Avraham dancing, you know, real dancing. But if it's mutter for the chasan and kala, Moshe felt that it's mutter for the friends to participate as well. But the caveat is that you're not allowed to shave. Because you don't have to shave to be mesameach the chasan and kala. They're not going to notice whether you've shaved or whether you're clean shaven or not. So to shave, it's not a tzorech. If you'll be mekel for the rubber, but listen, it's different. But if you just follow Rav Moshe, right, you're only allowed to shave letzorech parnasa, letzorech some kind of a hefsid. It's not a hefsid. You're not going to lose out. If you can't dance, if the guy's going to get married and all his friends are not going to show up to the chasana, that'll be a hefsid for him and a hefsid for you too. Right, but not to shave. He felt that that's not a hefsid, so that would not be permissible. Yes.
What would the Rav say to that? You ought to do that. Did Abba let him do that?
He's saying if the Rav says the Avelis of Sphere is like your Beis Chodesh, so would an Avel be able to go to the Simcha of someone else? The answer is no.
Yeah.
It's interesting, right? Wow. Psh, that would come out a big chumr. Right? So according to the Rav, if you really say the Avelis of Sphere is like Avelis of Yud Beis Chodesh on a parent, so then you'd have to be knowing your minig, even if your friend is allowed to be getting married. Wow. That's a big chumr. I have to think about that. That's a good kasha. Yes.
Just on the previous discussion, I know Rebelski has a kula by like working out, where you can listen to music. Is that something we could be made for? We should
I think so. Because again, you're not doing it because you wanna have a good time. Right? You're sweating bullets there. You know.
Would be better fast. It's like slow music rather than fast music.
You're gonna work out to slow music? I mean, if you're just working out, you know, in place, it's one thing. But I think most people, if you jog to slow music, you're not gonna get anywhere. Right? Yeah.
No, it's like a movie. It's like slow motion.
I see. Okay. I think there's room. I think there's room to be made. I mean, if you could do it without the music, it's better not to have the music. If a person says it's hard for me, I can't get up the hill without the music, if you really can't do it, then it's permissible. People sometimes ask, they're going in the car with their kids, you know, and I always play Uncle Moshe, you know, with my kids. And if I don't, they're screaming and it's impossible. Can I play it? I mean, it's nice, it's exciting. I mean, normally I like beat on the steering wheel or something. You know, can I do it during Sphere? So I normally say, don't beat on the steering wheel. You know, they can listen to it. You don't have to be so excited about it. But if it keeps you sane, then it's permissible. It might be a mitzvah if it keeps you sane. Yeah. I mean, everything has to be taken in the proper context. If you're not listening to the music, l'shem the music, l'shem the rikud, you're listening to the music for other purposes, so then there certainly is more room to be made. Eitan.
Would the same apply to listening to music while doing schoolwork or studying?
Yeah, it's the same idea, doing all kinds of work. Sometimes people do it when they're doing, you know, when they're involved in, like, busy work. They're working and it passes the time better. So the same thing in schoolwork. If you're better to listen to slow, better to listen to slow music if you can. It's better not to listen b'chlal, but if you really can't study without it, so then there's room for kula. Yes?
Yeah, but you said there's a your line in your smell of chasam and kala at the wedding, but you let it go. But there are a lot of parts where the chasam and kala are not really part of, so...
No, but they are. Which parts are you talking about?
After the chuppah,
okay.
Okay,
but it's all part of the. I mean, you're supposed to walk out then. First of all, the music they play then normally is slow, so there's more room to be made. But it's being, you know, if the chassan's friends are in, and then they're out, and then they're in, and then they're out. If you're there at the chassana, I think you're allowed to participate in the chassana. That's called participating in the chassana. To be there, you're walking around, milling around. His parents are going to come out. Right, the guests are going to come to greet you and to talk to you, whatever, and it's also part of the simcha of the chasam kama, I think. Yes.
According to Rav Moshe, do we care about l'shem riku?
What do you mean?
Same Rav Moshe with all the
shemach. No, he would say even slow music that's not even going to bring you to riku.
Should be
awesome.
Right?
If you're going to be machmir for the Rambam, then even the slow music should be awesome as long as you're using klishir. Yeah. To sing fast music, everyone would say is permissible during this time as long as you don't dance. Right, but to use clay shear, that might be a little different. And finally, shechiyon. Can you make a shechiyon during sphere? Sometimes people ask, I want to buy some new clothing, I make a shechiyanu. So there is an opinion of the Leket Yosher, one of the Talmidim of the Chumash Hadeshim. He says that one should not make a shechiyanu during Sfira. The Mishnah Bura, there in Siman Tov Tzadi Gimel, quotes in Sivkot and Beis, quotes from the Maimon Mordechai that it's mutter. What's the discussion? So some point out that really it should be permissible. It's not so clear why the Leket Yosher says it's awesome. Someone suggests, I think I saw in the Piskei Tshuvos, that maybe this was sort of nishtarbe, this minig that the Leket Yosher has not to make a shechiyanu during Sfira, it's really an extension from the 3 weeks. The 3 weeks we know that you're not supposed to make a shechiyanu. That's a halach in Shulchan Aruch. You're not supposed to make a shechiyanu during the 3 weeks, because what's the brach of shechiyanu? Shechiyanu v'kiyamanu v'igyanu lazman hazeh. That we're so excited that Kadosh Baruch Hu brought us to this time. And we are excited that we're living in this time. But that he brought us to this time, right? The 3 weeks is not such a happy time. So you're going to mention, we're so excited that we came to this time. We're happy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been mechaya us, and been mechayim us, but we don't want to talk about the time. So that's why shechiyanu is inappropriate during the 3 weeks. But Sfira is not a zman of Peronis. The 3 weeks is a zman of Peronis. It's not a good time. Sfira is not a zman of Peronis, per se. Right? There are no halachas of Peronis that we apply to the 3 weeks, that apply to the 3 weeks that we also apply to Sfira. It's a halacha that we observe our Avelis. Rebbe Akiva's Talmidim passed away, so therefore, and it's a zecher to the Chur Beis Hamikdash, so we observe some kind of Avelis during the Sfira as well. But because it's not a zman of Peronis, or the Pasha Pshat is like what the Maimon Mordechai says in the Mishnah Berurah quotes, that shechiyanu is not a problem. Because you can say lazman hazeh at this time. It's not a zman of Peronis. It's dafka bein ha-metzarim, which is a zman of Peronis, that to say shechiyanu is not appropriate.